you, bronies. How's it going? Welcome. To- oh, yeah, wow. Welcome into...
Damn it. The first time I had it fade so perfect.
Yeah. Well, okay. This is a work in progress.
Well, and- I mean, I guess technically that we now know that I have to do that and post edit anyway. So
we're all just out here.
It was a for effort.
For the listener. It didn't sound good for us, guys.
It sounded great. We're all just out here just doing our best. All right. Welcome into the Tree Fort, friends, jabronis, cholos. We appreciate you stopping by. Today, we dip back into the brackets. A fan favorite, a podcaster favorite amongst...
I'd say a personal favorite.
I mean, I love it. Yeah, I love it. You love it. We all love it. Everybody does. They all say it. We love it. Going through the brackets... And season one,
bitchin' brackets.
Season one, we did fast food, where Chick-fil-A obviously won. Season two, we did sit-down chain restaurants. And who was that? Cracker Barrel?
Cracker Barrel, which I still have a bone to pick about.
You can pick.
That's neither here nor there.
So we're kind of straying. We're getting out of the food. We're like, you know, we all gained 15 pounds. Let's try something else. We are doing something near and dear to our hearts. Butt rock. It can be called dad rock. I've heard it called post grunge. Also new metal. So think of bands that your dad listened to when you were a kid. If you got an older dad, probably not. But I know my dad listened to a lot of these.
Are you directing that at me?
What?
Were you directing that at me?
No. Why? Would you?
Okay.
He sure was.
I didn't know if you were directing that at me. I'd also like to just say,
no, but I mean,
I'm glad we're doing a bracket that doesn't make me shit myself. So that's good.
It just might with all the excitement. there's a lot of good stuff in here. So what we did was we compiled 32 bands. I would say most of them are mid to late 90s, early 2000s, dad rock. You heard them ad nauseum on the radio. You've probably been to a couple of the concerts. Lord knows I have. But dirtbag rock, Woodstock 99, most of these bands played there. Shout out to Barry Dylan Maloney. He went to Woodstock 99, oddly enough. But yeah, so that's what we're doing today. We are going to break down. We got one half of the bracket. We labeled it the West bracket. Now, the one seed there, a perennial favorite, Creed. A lot of people are saying they might win the whole thing. I don't know. Who the hell knows? But I do love me some Creed. In here, and I guess we didn't need to intro. Philip Boughton here, talking your ear off. Joseph Johnson and Stevie P. Royal Mills had a family engagement. Shout out Royal Mills. Shout out the Mills organization. He'll be joining probably in the back half on the other bracket. So we'll be there for that. But somebody want to give us a rundown of what these matchups are? That we're going to be talking about today?
Yeah, I got you guys. What's going on? We got our first seed, Creed, going up against our 16th seed, Mudvayne. Up next, we have our second seed, System of a Down.
Okay.
Going off against our 15th seed. This is probably my favorite round right here. It's System of a Down against Breaking Benjamin. As our 15th
big Breaking Benjamin guy.
Big Breaking Benjamin guy. After that, we got Chevelle as our third seed, teeing off against Korn. Also a solid matchup. Also solid.
That's a good one.
Fourth seed, Saving Abel, going up against 13th seed, Theory of a Dead Man.
Okay.
Our fifth seed.
Okay.
Saliva, going up against our 12th seed, Five Finger Death Punch. 6 seed 3 Days Grace going up against 11 seed 3 Doors Down.
The threes going at each other.
That's a good one. The threes, the 3-on-3.
And that was all random. I mean,
this is all randomized. Yeah,
I know.
7 seed Stand up against 10 seed Fuel. And then last we got our 8 seed Papa Roach up against 9 seed Limp Bizkit. I also have 3 little kids for sale if anyone wants them. Joke. Don't
3 Doors Down.
Don't bust down my door, FBI. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
What I was gonna say. I was listening to all of these bands, or you know, all this music. The last couple of days, getting ready to record today, and I was listening to it today at the gym, and I was fucking pumped. I got through my workout.
With arms, you know, wide open.
We're gonna send 8 fans home tonight. That's in no way, you know, a shot at them. They're great. That's why they've made the list. We're happy they're here.
We're gonna be sending 15 people home.
15.
Oh yeah, we're doing the full bracket. Yeah. We're not just doing the first round. Yeah. So, well, everybody, thanks for playing.
There's gonna be a lot of upset, a lot of upset dads. I spent all this week in my office listening to that. And I remember thinking, like, hopefully nobody like walks by and thinks I have a problem, like I'm going through a divorce or something like that, because especially when I got to Stained, it's like, oh, that's rough. Is Godsmack on the other side?
I believe so. Let me check.
I was just listening to them for fun.
Yeah, they're 4 on the other side.
I've gotten big into Voodoo.
Oh, banger.
Yeah.
Corey, can you hear us, Stevie?
Ooh, Voodoo. Make sure you can hear
us. Yeah. So, all right.
Saving Abel. Oh, that's...
Saving Abel's classic. This is a solid division.
It's
through
a good
and
one.
Through, top to bottom. I don't see many weak points.
I think the East is well. So Matt Butler, coworker of mine, reviewed the full bracket.
Name.
He doesn't have one yet. We can get him one. But he reviewed the full bracket, and he was like, you know, the fast food one, that was tough. The sit down chain restaurant, that was kind of a walk. But
I disagree.
This one's tough. There's bangers, and there's going to be a lot of racking brains here. So strap in, everybody. Get ready to rumble.
Ready to rumble.
Where do we want to start? And how are we going to do this? So I know with the first season we were like, you know, who wins if they, you know, the entrees and the drinks and blah, blah, blah. Like, I think it just should be like, you know, the most bangers, most awards, and then just that overall feeling that you get. So
yeah, I thought we were just gonna, you know, go off.
We're gonna talk about it.
Through it, yeah.
Yeah.
We could do most albums sold, most awards, most world tours, total number of albums.
Is that a world tour or your top tour?
Total number on the top 10 charts, you know, like
I don't know any of those numbers, so I'm just going based off feeling.
He's got quick fingers. He can search it all.
Who does?
Joe John.
Dead name. Beep. All right. Do we want to start at the one, or do we want to work?
I think I dead named you earlier. Yeah, want to do 116?
Let's do 116.
Let's Creed do 116. Mudvayne. Creed v. Mudvayne. Obviously, this is
like a Supreme Court case.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, Creed v. Mudvayne. This one is like Duke versus FLCC. So what are your thoughts?
I just read Stevie's lips.
Why would he say
himself? I can't repeat
that. I was yelling at my kids.
Yeah, I can tell what you said.
No, I said, did you turn the phone up?
Oh, it looked like, can you shut the fuck up?
That was a polite way of saying that, yeah, because I asked them to turn it down, and it's like they turned it up.
Oh, it just, that's funny the way that that looked the same.
Rascals.
I'm sorry, Phil, what did you ask me? I was focused
on that. I said, Creed versus Mudvayne definitely has Duke versus, like, FLCC vibes.
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, Mudvayne.
Yeah.
So when we made the list and Mudvayne was on there, I'm like, I know they have a song, and it's Happier, right? Does it happy. Make you happy now? That's them.
That's Happy. Yeah, it came out early 2000s, I think.
Yeah.
Sometime.
And I was like, oh, okay, they have a banger. But Creed has like 12 bangers. And then
yeah.
I went through and I added every single Creed album to my phone or to my Apple library. And let me tell you, my world has just been expanded.
You said you added
every single song? One. Every album. Every album. There's a live album. There's
not a single skippable song.
No.
And if you say there is, you're lying.
No.
And you're a hater.
They covered Roadhouse Blues, the Doors song, with the guitarist from the Doors. Unreal. It must have been from Woodstock 99. But I'm just listening. I'm like, wait a minute. This is a Doors song. And it was, yeah. I was like, oh, I'm in love. I told all my friends. So.
Does anyone have an argument for Mudvayne?
I'm looking up their numbers right now. They just, you know, they pale in comparison to.
It's not even close.
Yeah. So I think we can easily say, you know, hey, Mudvayne, appreciate you stopping by. Creed moves on.
Yeah.
See, part of me wants to get an argument for Mudvayne. I can't.
There's not. There's
I mean, I couldn't make some. It just would
be. They're coming up against a buzzsaw. It's
not worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, appreciate you playing.
Yeah. Now, this next one, Stevie, you said that this is a crazy one. To me, it's not crazy, but make your case.
The next, you're talking about System of a Down and Breaking Benjamin?
Yeah.
2 versus 15. So yeah.
I think Phil's in for a surprise here.
You have two iconic bands, two bands that today most anyone would say, hell yeah, I'll pick up some tickets and go see them. They both are kind of in their own lane in a way in terms of stylistic composition through and through. System of a Down is more for the drunkard, I would say, the party goer, the rebellious anti-establishment type of guy.
Okay.
Whereas Breaking Benjamin is more for the emotional lift weights by myself and shed a tear in the shower so no one can tell type of guy. Not necessarily a anti-establishment, but more of a poet.
So I think, I think
artistic vibe.
I think this one we need to resort to.
You need to resort to what?
The numbers.
The numbers. It's gonna be close.
Right. There's no way it's close.
Okay, now it's fine. That was just really loud for a second.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
What was it?
I don't know if it was a fan noise or just your mic in general, but it just punched me in the face.
Yeah.
My mic is shot, I think.
The Toxicity album.
Slap it.
The Toxicity album is like a class. There's Aerials, there's Toxicity, there's Atwa, there's Prison Song. That's on one album. And I know Breaking Benjamin, you could probably list 4 or 5 songs, but then you get into Hypnotize and Mesmerize, and then you get into Steal This Album by System of a Down. And I don't think it's close.
Are you saying that Breaking Benjamins are far and few between?
I'm saying that there is a handful where System of a Down has at least 5 or 6 albums that have 4 or 5 bangers on them.
Name 2 songs off each album of System of a Down.
what album are you starting with? Steal This Album, Chicken Yep. Stew, Inner Vision, the one with the red hand, Spiders, AEIOU, Toxicity is Atwa, is Prison Song, is Aerials, is Toxicity, is Chop Suey, Hypnotize and Mesmerize, I don't like as much, but those ones are just as big.
I would argue that a majority of System of a Down's fame and majority of their awards, a majority of their albums sold, total plays, come from the Toxicity album alone. So I would say their success is more consolidated to a single absolute banger of an album. Not saying the others aren't good or worthy of praise,
so,
but I would say majority of their mainstream fame came from Toxicity.
Sure.
But that, whereas Breaking Benjamin is more of an even keel spread out throughout all of their albums.
Yeah. And then the other part of it is, I don't know many dads, old dads, that listen to System of a Down. So if you want that to, like, I know people my age that listen to System of a Down, but I don't know many fathers. My dad liked Aerials, but that's about it. He didn't like Chop Suey or any of the other songs.
Well, I would say
also
that Serge System Tankian, of a Down fans.
Serge Tankian does the Reigns of Castamere. So
valid. But I would say System of a Down fans aren't the divorced dad rock. They're more the divorced dude rock. You're more likely to have a single dude.
Why did we put them on the list?
With more holes in his drywall than kids.
Why did we put them on the list?
Because it's a butt rock band.
I don't think.
I would still classify them as butt rock.
Joe John, you've been quiet.
Contemplating.
I mean, I was just looking up the
Ask Chat. Ask Chat.
I was just looking up the actual, like, who had more commercial success. You guys pretty much summed it up perfectly. System of a Down definitely has more. And the numbers, they're not measuring the same thing, so it's not. There's no point in stacking them up. But, yeah, most of System of a Down is Toxicity, 15 million out of 36 million album sales. Breaking Benjamin varies, set up to maybe 19 million units, but just nowhere near as big as Toxicity. Are we going off, like, personal preference? Because that's what I said, Phil. I don't know if this is going to go the way that you want it to go, because I'm with Breaking Benjamin all day.
I mean, that's where we need to figure out. Like, first of all, I don't believe that System of a Down belongs on the list. And
why would you not classify System
kinda,
of a Down as
kind of late to
hard metal? I didn't. Hey,
you're putting it on there. I put them in the metal category.
It, we all put it on there.
I don't think they should have been on there. I think there are others that could have been, but
I think there's a subconscious grudge you might have against System of a Down. Come on, BYOB, Toxicity, Chop Suey.
So are you?
Wait, who are you for?
I'm just arguing that their place in this bracket is valid.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
And the more I talk, the more – so personal preference, I would listen to Breaking Benjamin all day.
I listen to Breath and Diary of Jane. Those are the only two I know.
See, there's a lot.
Dance with the Devil, Palyrmorous.
Yeah.
Cold.
Cold, I know. Those are the only three I know.
So many.
I had one that I don't even remember. Come on to the gym earlier. Had me fucking going.
Was it Angels Fall? Another great one.
Hey,
so many good ones. I think System of a Down is actually more of a butt rock band.
System of a Down is a better, more successful band. More talented. Also, whatever you want to move Breaking Benjamin on, you go ahead.
But, so, I mean, if you don't feel like System of a Down should be on this, then, you know, they can't win. Also,
they could. Needs a tiebreaker.
Royal Mill. Royal Mills also said
Ask Chat GPT.
Royal Mills also said Breaking Benjamin. So that's
Ooh,
he's that's not funny. Here. It depends on what that vote's worth, but that would be three.
That's one.
I think I'm leaning towards System of a Down here.
Oh, then so. We would have a then we would need a tiebreaker.
We'd ask chat, but I know it's going to say I'm right.
That's what I'm saying. I think we need a tiebreaker.
Well, we can't ask ChatGPT. It's not like actually decided.
We did that with the food when we had a stalemate.
Do we have a? Does one of us have a Coldplay album?
Coldplay.
That was our original
Kings of Leon.
Oh yeah, Kings of Leon. Yep, you're right.
Your sex is
that's how we fine. Decided originally.
I still don't know where that is.
Yeah, R.I.P.
It's gone. That was a good DVD too.
Jojon, you said Breaking Benjamin.
Yeah. I mean, that's 2v1 on the podcast, so it's up to you guys how we want to.
Well, if it got outvoted, Breaking Benjamin would move on.
Then there you go. Move him on.
I thought you just said System of a Down.
I did, he does. But you guys both said Breaking Benjamin.
I did not say Breaking
Benjamin. No.
I say System of a Down is better.
Yeah, I thought you were on my side with Breaking Benjamin.
Oh, personally, yes. But for this bracket, no.
Okay.
Hold on, I have to create an account. Oh, wait, no, I don't.
So System of a Down moves on.
Sure.
System of a Down moves on.
Okay. Breaking Benjamin does have more hits than Mudvayne, but
I think that was a close game.
It was a close one. That was a close one.
All right. So now we are on to Chevelle versus Korn.
Let somebody else take the lead on this one.
I feel like
I think this one is
Korn. I feel like this might be the upset. Yeah, right?
I think this one's Korn, no problem. I mean,
you think what it's was a that?
What was that album? Yeah. What was that album? It was the girl hopscotching off a cliff. Mm-hmm. Freak on a Leash was on that album. Like, I remember being in like sixth grade.
Later, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like Freak on a Leash alone Dude. Could carry these guys pretty far.
In 99. There was nobody bigger than Korn.
Yeah. Honestly,
you could argue that they're still pretty damn big today. I mean, they're still going on tour.
Nene Leathers loves them.
Hey, Nene. Shout out, Nene.
Shout out, Nene. Yeah, they still go on tour. And yeah.
Hey.
I saw them a couple of years ago.
Chevelle is – they do have a double platinum, and they have a platinum, so –
That,
you know, respect.
The I would say Chevelle is definitely not as mainstream.
Yeah.
Classic. I think they fit that dad rock bill perfectly with their style. That being said,
Follow the Leader
nowhere near as successful as Korn.
Platinum yeah. on its own.
I would say kind of the same thing. I don't know many dads that listen to Korn. I could see dads listening to Chevelle, but I do, again, I think Korn has more success and is a better, more talented group.
Yeah.
I think your argument said it right there. Chevelle is the dad rock band. I think my vote's for Chevelle. For the style of music, they are dad rock through and through. And that is the purpose of this bracket, not necessarily mainstream success.
Okay.
So my argument's for Chevelle.
Jojon?
You know, I was thinking Korn. I think that's an interesting way that you put it.
What does the Royal Mail say?
Let me consult with the wise one. He said Korn.
Name five Korn songs. Name every Korn song.
Name ever. Every Korn song.
No, see, Freak on a Leash, classic. I will give you that. Boom, da, 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 da. But Would you picture your divorced dad listening to that, or would you picture him listening to The Red by Chevelle?
The Red.
I don't know.
Wow. I'm saying. You'd be surprised by, I did get some, not ChatGPT, but some AI results here. They say Korn's more dad rock.
Korn? Well, that ChatGPT.
And let's find what its source is.
Mark Zuckerberg owns that. I can't trust it.
Hey, Instagram was one of the sources.
Oh, there you go.
I'd say it's probably Korn.
Yeah, I'm going Korn. Plus, I want
upset. Okay.
Who doesn't love a good upset?
Right.
All right, Korn, moving on.
All right. We got number.
I'm gonna sit on this one for a while because I disagree with that. I'm not a fan of that result. Okay. Moving on was Saving Abel against Theory of a Dead Man.
So I got a hot take here. I listened to both of them, and I thought they both sucked. So
really?
I have nothing on this one.
Both one-hit wonders?
I thought – what's the second one?
Saving Abel, Theory of a Dead
Man. Theory of a Dead Man is dollar store – hinder.
Yeah. You get your Timu hinder.
Yeah. And
what's their big song?
I didn't hate them.
Is it Angel?
I listened to a bunch of it. Like, this is fucking trash.
Okay. I mean,
couldn't do it.
I didn't so hate
from
either
this one, I'll abstain.
I think Saving Abel, though, would fit the bill more. I think in everything. Oh, they got Addicted.
What was
I was listening to the Sex is I was listening
addicted
to the Sex
is the only
good.
One that I was like, this is not, I know this one, it's not bad. And I actually was singing that one throughout the course of the day. So
I think that alone.
Yeah, Saving Abel seems have, more horny, which is kind of dad rocky if you're a divorced dad.
Oh yeah. Addicted alone, I think, could carry them pretty far. Yeah. Theory of a Dead Man, though.
They were rough.
Yeah, I mean, I want to make the argument.
I'm sure they're good guys.
Let me try to think of one. I got notes.
Notes.
It's
if your song was walkout music for a WWE wrestler, you deserve to be on this list.
No.
Yes.
They have Angel. They have Bad Girlfriend. They got Medicaid, which is one of my wife's favorite songs.
That tracks.
It's a classic.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty successful.
I mean, they got some big songs.
Sure.
They did great still in Canada.
Are they Canadian?
Maybe. Let's see.
Whereas Saving Abel may be consistently more fit the bill.
No wonder.
But I can't really think of one other song off the top of my head other than Addicted.
Like I said,
can you
for Saving Abel? The other one I was listening to, it was The Sex is Good, and that's also just like a super horny song. That's what I was saying. Like that's kind of what they're giving here.
That's not a song, it's just a comment that I have.
I was like, you know, in 15 years from now, if I'm a divorced dad, I could see myself jamming to that. Like working
if,
on
if
my
I were to put up
Mustang.
Put them up head to head, song for song, which I feel like what we have to do here for two pretty underperforming bands in our opinion.
Yeah.
Theory of a Dead Man's got more bangers to take them down. More of an arsenal to compete further into the bracket.
Like I said, I'll defer to the experts on these two that I know.
I put down in my notes, Addicted by Saving Abel has just under 260 million plays.
Shh.
Whereas Theory of a Dead Man, Medicaid alone, which in my opinion isn't even their biggest song, but it's one of them, has almost 280 million.
Okay.
Oh, so that's pretty close.
And they have Bad Girlfriend with just under 245 million.
Don't they have the one song, I'm so sick of the hobos? Always begging for change. Is that them?
I think that's Santa Monica. Is that Santa Monica? No.
Oh, I don't know.
Might be. But
Canadian just saying, problems. They have
head-to-head, similar styles. They both fit the bill for this bracket, but I do think Theory of a Dead Man is a more successful band.
Theory of a Dead Man.
In the dad rock genre. Was it? Is it?
Hate My Life.
Hate My Life.
So what's going? Theory of a Dead Man goes up.
I think that's my vote. Theory of a Dead Man.
All right,
I can add it if you guys agree.
I, like I said,
I'm okay with it.
Walmart or Dollar General.
What did Royal Mills vote? I think he voted Saving Abel.
He did do Saving Abel. I'm more Saving Abel, but I hear your position.
Shaving Abel.
All right, what do we got next? Saliva and Five Finger Death Punch. Heavy hitters.
Another tough one.
Yeah.
This one, Five Finger Death Punch is, I get them and the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus confused all the time.
Really?
What?
It's just because of the damn name. Came out around the same time. There's always something different going wrong, right? That's this one.
Five Finger Death Punch. There's like the military.
Oh, no, that's Bullet for My Valentine. Whoop. See? I'm way off.
Oh, yeah, that's Tears Don't Fall.
Yeah. That could have been in here.
The path I walked in the wrong direction. Yeah, I know that. But Saliva, Click Click Boom alone could carry them pretty far.
Which one?
Click Click
Boom. Oh, yeah. That's somebody's WWE song.
I believe it. I would consider it if I was about to fight somebody.
Yeah.
Click, click, boom. Yeah. It would get me amped up.
Yeah.
You know,
you're just coming out behind the thing.
So the big argument you made for System of a Down not being fit for this bracket, I have a similar feeling about Five Finger Death Punch.
You put them on there.
I don't recall.
I'm like, all right, maybe he just feels a certain way about Five Finger Death Punch. I don't know.
No, I don't know if I'd consider them divorced dad rock. I could consider them like,
I do think Saliva
happily married dad rock.
Happily married dad rock.
Yeah, okay. Like just dad, more metal.
Just a dad being a dad mowing the lawn.
They also don't really fit kind of like in the window. Like I feel like with a lot of the other bands, like their first album came out, and I don't even, The Way of the Fist came out in 2005.
Slipknot could have been in here.
I would put Five Finger in another bracket with Slipknot, but not Butt Rock. Not Battle of the Butt Rock. I'm not quite sure Five Finger Death Punch would classify.
So that's very Butt Rock.
Yeah, I personally liked Five Finger Death Punch more as a kid, but I would go Saliva based, just Click Click Boom.
Same.
Joe John, you were the criteria. What did you listen to? The Blade Egg.
That shit spoke to my angry, like, early high school soul, bro.
I hear it.
Motherfucker, war is the answer! I'm like a shy little kid, fucking blasting that in my ears.
She's gonna go to the prom with me. She's gonna go.
You're just misunderstood.
So Saliva.
Saliva?
Yeah, I'm cool.
I think
with
Saliva,
that.
Just based on requirements alone.
All right. I can get on board.
So now we're up to, the Battle of the Threes. Six seed, 3 Days Grace up against 11 seed, 3 Doors Down.
So this one's going to be tough. My knee jerk would be 3 Doors Down. I think 3 Doors Down.
I concur.
If you actually had like actual 2 seed, I think 3 Doors Down is like the number 1-2 seed.
Yeah, they definitely underperformed throughout the regular season.
Made a couple injuries.
They punch pretty hard for an 11 seed.
They do.
That being said, 3 Days Grace, I feel like I grew up with 3 Days Grace, and I am not ready to classify my music from my childhood as divorced just yet.
You're not divorced.
It's more like aggressive emo kid music. You know, they're solid. They're great.
Yeah.
Love me some Three Days Grace, but Three Doors Down is.
If I go crazy, then will you still Superman, Loser. If I could be like that, then I would give anything. That one, I was in my office. I'm like, I might start crying.
What do you think,
Justin? That's a tough one.
Same, it's the same thing where I'm like torn which one do I like more versus which one do I think, I guess, aligns better with the bracket. I'm definitely more of a Three Days Grace fan. It's not that I'm not willing to admit it's dad rock. I mean, I'm listening. Yeah. It's dad rock. But even the way you sing the Three Doors Down, like that kind of.
If I go crazy, then will you still come?
Like that, yeah. I feel like that's just more dad rock.
I feel like in 20 years, Three Days Grace will be Three Doors
because Down. We'll be dads. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I am a dad, but as of right now, I just
30 years will be 60s.
Contextually,
three times a day.
Three Doors Down.
Yeah,
Three Doors Down. Definition of the butt rock genre.
Yep,
Three Doors Down takes the cake on that.
Do you think we'll still be podcasting in 30 years?
Probably.
Hey, God willing,
from our yachts.
I'll be.
Is this the 512?
This was the 611. 512 was Saliva, Five Finger.
Okay.
So now we're up 710. That's 7 Stained, 10 Fuel.
I don't have a big commentary here.
So I fucking love Fuel. Like,
okay.
Bad Day is a Cry in the Car Alone song.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Refuted. It's been a while.
That doesn't make me cry. And then what's the...
What?
I think the Stained, the Angry Stained song is to my mother, to my father, it's your son. What is that one? The silence gets us nowhere way too far.
You got It's Been a While.
Yeah.
It's for you.
And then so Far Away, Dude.
What's that one?
Like you're So Far Away by Stan? Yeah.
So Far Away. Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't like it.
Either. Come on. Really?
We're here so far away.
That is divorced dad rock to the T.
Fuel. Hemorrhage.
Hemorrhage is a great song. Yeah.
Leave life
Don't get me wrong.
In my hands.
Bad day.
Had a bad day again. What else? Shimmer.
Shimmer's a good one. I like Shimmer. I think most of their mainstream success is probably from Hemorrhage.
Probably, yeah. Bad Day. Bad Day for me. Is just, if that comes on, I'm giving it a listen. And I might start.
Bad Day by Fuel. Yeah.
But also, if For You comes on by Stained, that's getting turned up. This one's a straight.
This is a heavyweight.
Personally, I like Fuel better, and I would listen to Fuel. But as far as this bracket is concerned, this is a last second full court shot.
Buzzer beater.
Who's taking it? I don't know.
I think this is another one where they both fit the bill perfectly. It's going to come down to personal preference, which means we should probably look at accolades. I think that might have some factor here. Because I don't think one overtakes the other in terms of fitting the bill.
Okay.
What do we got for numbers?
I'm looking at it right now. I was not prepared.
I'm willing to bet that actually
that Fuel album.
I want to say Stained probably has more overall success, but Fuel, I don't know.
I think Aaron Lewis
has those sleepers.
Has more, because I think he's gotten more popular since leaving Stained. But
yeah, maybe.
Did we put Evanescence in here?
That's not dad rock. That's like divorce.
Yeah, I think that was the conversation that we had. So Stained is more commercially successful. Stained has achieved over 8 million in album sales. Their 2001 breakout or Break the Cycle debuted number one on the Billboard 200. Fuel experienced notable commercial success late 90s. Blah, blah. Yeah, Stained just had more success overall.
Okay.
I don't have a strong opinion. I would go Stained just based on what I listened to today.
Like I said, this one is somebody chucks up a three to win the game and it goes in.
Yeah. Cool. All right. That leaves us with
Stained it is.
What, two more? One more in the first round?
That was my vote.
We got one more in the first round.
Okay.
One more in the first round. We got this is a funny one. We got Papa Roach and Limp Bizkit.
Oh, this is tough. Well, I, honestly, I don't think it's that tough.
You don't?
No.
I want to hear. I can make an argument for either.
What?
I can make an argument for
either. Joe, John, what'd you say?
I feel like I know where you're going. I feel like you're going with Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit's more, obviously more popular.
Mm-hmm. The only argument I can make is that
Papa Roach is more
dad rock. Yeah, like
it's more emotional, right? If I think divorced dad or butt rock, there's like pain and emotion.
Cut my slice.
Limp Bizkit's more like I'm too cool for emotions.
Yeah, Limp Bizkit is
all right, partner. Yeah. Keep on rolling, baby.
Break stuff, rolling,
breathe. Nookie. Classic. Nookie dude.
In sixth grade. That was
say you picture your cool uncle rolling up in his Hummer to your family cookout blasting.
Now move out. Hands up, hands down, back up. Back up, back up.
You don't expect your divorced dad to be blasting that after if he signs the papers. Well,
I mean he's going through some shit if he's blasting one biscuit. And then there's the
my life pieces.
And together now, him, the Method Man, Limp Bizkit and Method Man.
That was this great. Is my last resort.
What's the other approach? I mean, there's more Limp Bizkit by far, but what is there's that one and then there's a Broken Home. That was the other one.
I saw myself shine.
Oh yeah.
Broken Home.
Getting Away with Murder.
That I gave too much.
Okay, there's four.
And my scars remind me.
Oh yeah. I mean, I don't even know most of these songs.
Papa Roach, you know him if you hear him, dude.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they have a distinct sound.
MTV in the early 2000s was Papa Roach.
It was Limp Bizkit.
That's all it was.
Limp Bizkit.
I mean, Limp Bizkit late had 90s? Two songs on the MTV.
Shh, no.
Maybe.
They were everywhere.
Papa Roach.
URL, you'd go home, and it would be just Nookie. And I remember, like, I don't think I could say that, like, out loud.
Is that a bad
word? With my parents. I did it all for the Nookie. I'd get yelled at. I don't understand what the issue is. So you can take that cookie and shove it up your ass. So
I don't know, man. I don't know how to vote on this one.
I think it's Limp Bizkit. I think Papa Roach definitely has more bangers than you would think, but I think Limp Bizkit.
But again, this is butt rock. This is divorced dad rock.
That's true.
You see what I'm saying?
I just don't feel like as a Papa Roach fan, I just don't feel like they have enough songs to compete.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if we're just arguing straight success, I could maybe argue.
Well, it's not Papa Roach. Straight.
Last Resort alone has over a billion streams on Spotify.
And again, it's Woodstock 99. Woodstock 99 was a problem because of Limp Bizkit. They literally
Yeah, because they got rid of the divorced dads.
Those are all divorced dads now.
The white gangsters.
They literally broke stuff.
All the dudes trying to break stuff. That's what
Barry was like. It was a problem as soon as Fred Durst hit the stage and just started playing that. Like, yeah. The divorced dads,
I don't think those were divorced dads. Those were crazy uncles high on meth just trying to break shit for the hell of it. I mean, maybe they got kids out there. I don't think they're aware of them, though.
I'm just saying.
Papa Roach is more, I just signed divorce papers. Let me blast this going 90 down the freeway. I'm going to keep going until I see God or a police officer.
What did Royal say? We haven't consulted Royal in a while.
Yeah.
He said limb.
Let's say we go with him.
I'm going Pop.
Yeah, I'm going Limp Bizkit.
All right. Okay. Not sure, guys. It's a tough one. I guess we'll let the fans decide.
The fans will speak.
We'll let the fan decide.
All right.
All right. That's it for the first round.
Now we're going into the next round. Now
this is where things will start to get interesting.
Things are going
to
get tough.
Except for the first round, because we got Creed Papa Roach. I think we all agree. No, it's one versus eight in my bracket.
What?
Yeah.
Limp Bizkit just beat Papa Roach.
1-8, 5-13. Well,
Limp Bizkit moved up.
11-14. Oh, you're right.
I lose two to get out.
My fault. My brain's moving faster than my eyes.
You're good.
So we got Creed and Limp Bizkit.
I think it's Creed.
Yeah. Creed. I don't even think Limp Bizkit belongs.
Actually, should be able to move fast through these ones.
I don't even think I have.
Yeah, I know we've already got our arguments in the way, but yeah. I'm gonna go with Creed.
All right.
Okay, now here's a good one. Saliva, Theory of a Dead Man.
Saliva.
No, I think it's going to be Theory of a Dead
Man. I think you just like saying the opposite of whatever I have to say, so.
No. We just agreed on Creed.
For once. Jojen.
I will say, Stevie, I feel like you do keep bringing up different metrics to get the other one over the top. But they're good, because I'm like, well, that's a valid argument.
Saliva is actually good. Theory of a Dead Man is bad.
I think they both fit the bill.
Yeah.
For this bracket.
Again,
Theory of a Dead Man has more success.
Saliva, do they? You think?
No.
I might go Theory of a Dead Man.
If your dad listens to Saliva, right? If your divorced dad listens to Saliva, he's
got
maybe 10 minutes of solid
music. Just give Stevie this one.
I might be here too, because it's kind of – when I was listening to it at the gym earlier, again, it got me fucking hype, but it was kind of corny, and I could see that being like that.
Theory of a Dead Man sucked.
Theory of a Dead Man, you got at least a solid
– I'm so sick of the hobos.
I'm going Theory of a Dead Man here.
Yeah.
Over Saliva. I love Click Click.
Okay. We can advance Theory of a Dead Man.
There's your hill.
They probably have more songs than that, but that's the one that always pops in my mind.
Okay. What's the next one?
He said, there's your hill. Phil's never happy with these brackets.
He's not allowed to have any say anymore after he said Cracker Barrel beats PF Chang's. Still pissed about that. That's going to be Cracker another Barrel order in the fourth.
Oh, we could go all the way back to the Long John's days and the lost episode of season one. The
lost episode. It's gone.
The lost files. Okay. Up next, we got 11 seed Three Doors Down up against 14 seed Korn.
Three Doors Down.
I think I'm with you on the Three Doors Down.
Yep,
for Dad Rock. That's where Korn kind of becomes angry, hole in the wall. You know, smells like Funyuns.
Three Doors Down.
Kyle.
Chevelle was a better matchup here.
You keep dead naming people on this episode.
We don't have any Kyles.
I didn't dead name
him. No, Phil. Yeah, he said Kyle. He said Barry.
No, that's Barry's actual name. He doesn't have a tree fork game.
Oh, I thought he was saying
I'm saying the Kyle as the angry white dude that punched
Baby white dude who puts holes in the drywall, right? That's what I was thinking.
I thought you were going, Mf.
Oh, no. He might listen to that. I don't know.
All right, guys. Next up, we got Stained and System of a Down.
Stained and System of a Down. Okay, that's yes. Pretty solid.
That's a good one. That's a good. I don't know what I'm leaning towards here. I don't. I think I'm gonna go Stained here, guys. I do.
Joe John.
System of a Down. This is where it starts to get more.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you.
Stained
for that.
Fits the genre better.
I'm with you for that reason.
Stained. It's been a while. Come on, dude. That's divorced dad rock too.
All right, fine.
Go ahead. Divorced dad. Like when it's not going well.
Yeah. What's the next one?
Now that we're here, so far away.
I agree. Yep.
What's that look for? You don't know that song?
I do know that one. I don't like it, but I know it.
You were going to say System of a Down here?
I, again, think that they are the far superior group, but sure, for the sake of the argument, I don't think that they necessarily belong in the depth.
More than Stained does.
Right? Yeah, I agree. I voted against the band I've liked more, or the artist I've liked more. To go in bracket, so I feel like that's fair.
We're in the quarterfinals,
boys.
What do we got? First seed Creed up against Theory of a Dead Man. I hate just pushing Creed through without arguing. It's like
I think Theory of a Dead Man had a great run. I did a good story.
They barely deserved their Florida Gulf Coast. They didn't really deserve to be there. They had a couple wins.
They had a hell of a run, though. Yeah, when they got there,
they get their shit pushed in.
They're punching above their weight class for
sure. It probably was at least a good first half. I'll say that, and then I think
I'm just gonna go ahead and push Creed through your chat. If you disagree,
I think Creed just took them higher.
They were 6 feet from the edge. Right. And they were thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
Three doors down. And Stained.
I love how quick we are now.
I still think I'm gonna go Stained.
I think I'm gonna go Three Doors Down.
Yeah.
What?
It's Three Doors Down.
What? How? Why? I need to hear an argument here.
What do you mean?
Just start singing, Phil.
Which one do you want?
Any of them. I'm
pushing me off of life's little edge. Cause I'm a loser. Sooner or later, you know I'll be dead.
You can do Kryptonite. I don't know if that's the
If I grow crazy,
then you shall call me Superman.
I will give anything just to live one day here. That album was a banger.
Here without
I remember you. Downloading. I remember having a Three Doors Down CD when I first got my Xbox 360, and downloading the Three Doors Down CD onto my Xbox so I could play the music on my 360 while I was playing. It was one of the first when I got the Xbox. Me and my brother shared, but we got three games with it. We got Grand Theft Auto 4, Call of Duty Modern Warfare, which Call of Duty 4, the original Modern Warfare. And then Ace Combat 6, which was like a aerial, And it was while I was playing that game, and that game was actually fucking sick.
That's
but
like
I was
the
just
American thing I've ever heard.
But I was just flying around, and I was listening to Three Doors Down,
just fucking nuking Iran, and just listening to Three Doors Down.
If I go crazy,
just bombing everything. Fuck, that sounds like a blast.
I don't know. I think
Fires of Liberation was the name of the game.
I do think Three Doors Down is the better, more successful band. But in terms of divorced dad rock, I truly think Stained fits that bill.
Three Doors Down.
To a T.
You didn't think that.
You got mud
we
trouble.
We got two.
another classic.
We got two for Three Doors Down. I think Three Doors, what is it now? Three Doors Down and Creed?
We're pushing Three Doors Down.
That's through. Fucking tough.
Who is it? Is it them versus who? It's Stained.
Creed in a landslide.
Creed.
What?
Creed and Three Doors Down. I'm pretty sure they were on tour with Saving Abel. Opening.
Stained. Creed and Stained is a better matchup.
I just found out Ace Combat 7 came out in 2019. I'm probably going to play that.
Would you download the newest Three Doors Down album and put that on?
Yeah, he doesn't want to get a little nostalgic.
What's that?
Yeah, I don't think this is a blowout. I think this is a 1v3 matchup, even though I don't even know what the numbers are. But
what? You
know, vibe-wise, Creed and Three Doors Down.
Creed and Three Doors Down?
Yeah.
I think Stevie's still mad that Stain's not going through.
Yeah. I am. I'm really.
I think we gave you
it.
Theory of a Dead Man.
Yeah.
I think it's time for us to.
It's time for the.
I think it's time for
the adults to talk.
The true Dat Rock fan, or Dad Rock.
If you're hey,
Butt Rock fans are gonna tear you.
To the listener, as we enter into the championship round of the first half of the bracket, what do you disagree with? What do you agree with?
Right.
Let us know in the comments.
Like and subscribe, please.
If you don't agree with me,
if you're a fan of sports cards, go check out the YouTube channel because there's actually a lot of it. That's actually like the main content we're pushing out right now.
So do we want?
And don't just side with them. Listen to the.
Do we
bands.
Want to move one through or? So,
Creed takes Three Doors Down. 10 out of 10 times, so? No contest, not even a question.
I don't think it's no question.
I don't think it's no question.
I think
I do.
Now this is where we talked about from my standpoint. I obviously love Creed. It is. I think a little bit of this list is who are you more embarrassed to listen to? If somebody is like, "Are you listening to Three Doors Down in here?" I'd be like, "No." If somebody came in and was like, "Are you listening to Creed in here?" Like, fuck yeah, shut the door and get in here.
Yeah, that's a.
So is that a requirement? Is embarrassment?
Period.
Is that like a prerequisite for Dad Rock?
Theory of a Dead Man.
For Garbage. Butt Rock? I don't know, man. I'm thinking Creed. If I'm picturing, just close your eyes and picture a dad recently divorced driving down the road. What is he blasting? It's either Creed or Three Doors Down. Creed. Every single time.
I think
Creed. Because it's not embarrassing.
I think Creed.
Not true.
So I think Creed has more hits, if we think about it from that standpoint. More longevity, probably. I think if you asked a random kid today about Creed or about Three Doors Down, they have no idea what Three Doors Down is.
Okay, Creed's kind of ubiquitous at this point.
I would say Creed.
I think it's really close, and I think it's really close for the reasons that you said, like whether it's embarrassing or not. But yeah, I think it's close. I would still give it to Creed. To the 15 teams that didn't make the championship,
you, baby.
See, I'm thinking if Creed and Stain went head to head, that's a battle.
See, but we didn't think. I mean, that's your opinion, but we don't. We thought that Three Creed, Doors Down was more competitive.
Creed overtakes Three Doors Down every single time for me here. No way, no doubt.
Unless you're just arguing that it's a better matchup. Like,
I'm fine with Creed.
I do think it's a better matchup because I might actually side with Stain over Jesus Creed.
No more Stevie P in brackets.
Lucian, what do you think, buddy? Wait, hold on. We got a special interest here. Lucian, what do you think? Stained or Three Doors Down?
He doesn't.
My man, go to bed. I love you.
He was just saying his shirt stained.
Yeah, definitely mine.
His underwear stained is what he was telling you. He's got streaks. All right, so Creed moves on. To face the winner of the East bracket. So Everybody prepare yourself. Listen to the East bracket. Get acquainted, get situated. To reiterate, please like, subscribe. The more subscriptions that we can get on YouTube, the better. We really appreciate it. We're getting that algorithm working. So tell your friends, spread the word, you friggin' turds. But yeah, thanks for stopping in. Anybody else have anything?
No, sir.
Stained.
All right, Stevie's going to go stain some jeans. But hey, we will talk to you next time. Take care. God bless. Have a good night.
Tree Fort Gang, let us know and give us some input on what you think for the West Coast bracket.
Tree Fort Gang is an Audio Boom original podcast. Edison is written by Aaron Sprinkle and is produced and performed by Soul Shifters.